think it's true to say that none of us like disruption in our lives. We hear on the travel news of disruption on the roads or on the railways, and we sigh because we know that the trip to work or from work will take longer today. I remember major disruptions in my life, in my school life, when there were strikes in these days. And we all remember the disruption which was caused by the heavy snow of 2010, when we had to dig our way out of our houses, when bread was short, and when schools were closed. We don't like disruption. My own life has been disrupted this week because my fridge has not been working. I don't like disruption. We understand disruption to be a negative thing, not good. We like our lives to be as we would expect them to be, in our comfortable homes, with our daily routines, with things working well most of the time. We prefer order to chaos, it seems. As we read about God in Scripture, we find that God brings order out of chaos. In the beginning, God created the world. God's Spirit hovered over the waters of chaos. And in creating the world, God brought order. In our reading today from the Old Testament, God gave the Ten Commandments. God gave them to the people of Israel, wandering in the desert, about to enter the Promised Land. We are so familiar with these commands, but for the people receiving them for the first time, they were a way in which they would be able to live in society, in a society which was ordered. If they obeyed these laws, then all would go well for them. Our own society and laws continue to be built on some of these ancient laws, because they are a basis of an ordered society. A society in which we don't murder each other, in which we don't steal from each other or lie to each other. Mostly it is better when order reigns over chaos. Sometimes, though, the Spirit comes and disrupts our lives, challenges the way we do things, tells us to stop, asks us to step forward or to step out. The Spirit comes as Jesus came, disrupting the temple, overturning tables, scattering coins, frightening animals, shouting at the people who were going about their religious observance. This is not the meek and mild Jesus we may have grown to expect. This picture of Jesus challenges our perceptions of him. Angry Jesus, whose actions disrupt the place where people come to worship. Sometimes God disrupts our lives, and this is no bad thing. We are shaken out of our complacency, challenged to make a difference, moved to help someone in need, ask to take something on. Today sees the launch of our stewardship campaign, Talented, which will run, as Marianne has said, through the rest of Lent up until Easter. And in it, we are asking together, what are our gifts and talents, and how might we use them to better serve God? How do we as a church, how might we be part of God's bringing his kingdom here on earth? What part is God calling each of us to play within the body of Christ, the church? Well, such questions will bring disruption to our lives. God might be asking you to do something which demands your time, or which means that you have to give something else up, or which means stepping into the unknown. Remember, though, that this kind of disruption is good. Challenging, yes. Scary, perhaps. But we do not do it on our own. As God as God's Spirit prompts us to change or to step forward, so God is with us. We do not do it alone, but with each other, as his people, as his church, who gather around his table to eat the bread and drink the wine, to celebrate the God who lives in relationship with us, who does not leave us wandering aimlessly through the desert, but who brings us into the promised land, into his kingdom, where there is life eternal. If God is prompting you to change or to serve or to use your gifts and talents to make a difference as part of the body of Christ, then listen and be encouraged. God's Spirit is moving, and we are all included in his plans. Amen.